Hello, I'm Joe Bannon, and I'm the artist who made the film you're about to experience. The film is being shown on a screen and includes integrated audio description. When you are seated in front of the screen, there are headphones with long cables mounted on hooks in front of you. Even though it is only my hands and arms which appear on screen, I thought it would be nice to give a visual description of how I look. I am a white woman in my early 40s. I have albinism, a condition which affects the pigment in my skin, hair, and eyes, and also affects my sight. I am partially sighted with a particular sensitivity to light. I have long, straight white hair and white eyelashes and eyebrows. I have pale skin and blue, sometimes purple, eyes. I made What's in the Box in 2021, a time of working from home, and a time when I was clearing out my parents' home after my dad died the year before. As I cleared out sheds and cupboards and attics, I was thinking a lot about these ordinary domestic objects and how they connect us to people and how touch can be such a powerful trigger for memory. I kept noticing that in order to decide which things to keep and which to discard, I had to turn over each object in my hands. Salvage any glimmer of the person it may still hold. Handle it. Feel it. I was also thinking about touch at a time when touching was dangerous, and thinking about how, as a partially sighted person, my sense of touch is a practice of seeing, or feeling, of connecting and navigating the world around me. Because it is often my hands which encounter an object, a surface, or a person first. My hands are busy doing most of the work to relate to the world around me. My dad also worked with his hands, and so it was his tools which I kept the most of, some of which appear in the film, their wooden handles shaped smooth by use. I was interested in what the feel of these objects could evoke, and so I built a kind of stage for them, a box with armholes cut out where I could handle the objects without being able to see them. What you will hear is my live narrative of what I'm discovering, remembering, feeling about these objects as I turn them over in my hands. There is an attempt to give an unfolding, live audio description, highly subjective and more focused on how something feels than how it looks or what it is. Because for me, as a partially sighted person, how something looks is often as partial, subjective and misremembered as how something feels. The film is an attempt to understand what is there and what is no longer there. I hope you enjoy it.